Yeah, my recording to the cloud works as I have to keep looking at that sucker and get my things off of there. All right, so this is week number eight. Can y'all believe this is week session number eight? Wow, we are moving right along. We only have four more sessions and this thing gonna be over. So today is all about setting the world on fire with your blog. Not fire, but fire. Setting the world on fire with your blog. And you do have a gift to show you how to do that. And you've probably seen it when you log in to access the Authority Blogging Project. At the very top, it says your gift. And that is the four pillars of online business success. I came up with these pillars because I was already doing the stuff anyway. And when I was working with this coach, she was like, well, she did something like this, some pillars. She was like, what are your pillars? What is your foundation for promoting your business, making your business successful? And it is these four things: my website, wow, website actually, social media, email marketing, and content marketing. Those four things are what is going to set your world on fire. So you can, and I talk about those in the book, Unmarket Your Business. And if you go to, it says csicorporation.com/four pillars, but you guys already have access to that. It's right in the top. So I suggest that you click on it, get it, look at it, and see what's up. I mean, I did it, I want to say in 2016 when I first did this, but all the relative information is still good. It still works. It's still talking about the same stuff that you need to be doing. And wow, isn't that something that that those four pillars have not really changed in the past, what, 5, 6, 7 years or so? So the real stuff, the good stuff, the deep down stuff doesn't change. The principles don't change. And these pillars will help you whether your business is online or offline or a mixture of both. And most businesses today are mixtures of all of the above. All right, so last week's assignment. Did anybody do last week's assignment that you can say? I know Julie's been out of town. She probably didn't do it. And Nadine, did you get to handle anything with last week's assignment? I'm just asking for a friend.
Not at this time.
That's okay. That's okay, y'all. I know how I get sometimes. I'm rooting for you. I know that this is a lot of information. And I am going to take Julie's advice and do like a checklist for each of the modules. I think that'll help you what to do first, next, and whatever. But in addition to the checklist, if you look at last week's stuff that I did, it shows you how to go about it because I go through everything that you need to do from the top and finding the keywords, how to get the keywords, how to use KeySearch.co, all of that, all of that. I go through all of that. So in addition to the checklist, go back over session 7 last week. And if you follow along with that, you can, again, as Julie suggested, you can download the transcript and follow along that way. You can watch the video. You can listen to the audio. You can even print out the PDF. So it doesn't matter. That was just kind of a summary. Now we're into the other half of what makes a blog work, because a blog isn't just there to sit on your site and do nothing. It is supposed to be bringing in clients, bringing in money, all of that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're also going to be talking about tweaking things you can do to your hub, your website, email marketing, automation. I'm going to show you all about ActiveCampaign. And Nadine used to use ActiveCampaign, but she moved on to something else. But these same principles about automation will work with just about any platform that has automation in it. The principles will be the same. And then I'm going to give you the homework. So we're going to be off here before 3, unless we get a lot of questions or something. So let's roll. All right. So tweaking your hub, your website, your home, your office on the web, your life on the web, your brand needs regular maintenance. And by regular maintenance, I mean basically, since you're a busy business owner, looking at your website once a week, really need to do that. You need to do it from the outside, meaning type in your website.com, like Google or Bing or Yahoo, and you can look at it on different search engines, come up and see what happens. Is everything in place? Does it look crazy? Has it been hacked? And believe it or not, any one of those three things could happen because our sites have been hacked before. We've had malware insertions, all kind of junk has gone on. And a lot of it had to do with the hosting platform we're on rather than just lack of maintenance, because we're always in our sites, we're always looking at our sites and stuff. And we did something with our client sites where now every single day their site is touched, their maintenance is done, their website is backed up for one, so that if anything happens, boom, we got regular backups that we can use, and the plugins are updated just about every single day. And it's so crazy how many plugins you need to update every day. It seems like it's just gotten worse, I think, in the last few years, because it used to be like, every couple of weeks you could look at it or something, but now it's like every day just about you got to look at it. And that's what we do for our clients. We actually have that maintenance going every single day. And if something happens to one of our clients' websites, we usually know before they do, if they're on our maintenance plan. If they're just hosting with us, it may or may not. We may or may not know, because hosting is different from maintenance. And then your themes, and then plugins, and we're talking about a weekly site visit. So I said about the weekly site visit, you need to go on the outside and look at your website to make sure it looks right. And then you need to log into your website at least once a week to see what the heck is going on. Are the plugins working? Do you even need these plugins? I've got a client right now that is going through their whole website and deleting the plugins that they don't need because plugins do expire, or they can be un or none cared for, or they can be abandoned. So you got to make sure that they really work. So these things are going to keep you up to date, keeping the plugins up to date, keeping your theme up to date. If you're using Elementor, keep that up to date, regular maintenance and weekly site visits. All right, so let's talk about email marketing, which is one of the pillars. And email marketing is how you make your money. And I know Nadine can attest to this. And I know Julie is working on that. And I know everyone else who's listening to the sound of my voice with this know that I talk about this all the time. Email marketing works. Email marketing is not dead. Email marketing is not obsolete. And as a matter of fact, all these other things have come and go. Periscope has come and go. Meerkat, which was just like Periscope, has come and go. They're saying that short form video, which they were like, oh my God, it only takes you 15 seconds or 30 seconds or 60 seconds to look at this video and make a choice. So email marketing is dead because this is so quick for you. Guess what they're saying about short form video now? It's dying. So you don't know what people are saying about all this, but I know one thing that they've been talking about that is still going on, and that is email marketing. And the main reason I heard this on someone's video the other day is just about everybody has an email. Everybody is not necessarily on social media. Everybody does not necessarily watch all the reels and YouTube shorts and all that, but everybody has an email. Either they have an email for their job, they usually have a second or third or fourth or fifth email for their personal life, and they have an email for their business, one, two, or three. I just can't even count how many that I have. And I do check, and I have them kind of going all in my same Gmail account so I can look at them. So if you didn't get it before now, email marketing is very important. So when you send an email, what does your audience do? Do they ignore it? Do they open it and do nothing else? Do they click a link? Do they purchase or follow other instructions? So basically, when you send an email, every single email that you send to your people will not be open. Just, don't even try to pray for that. It just happens. People are not going to open every single email that you send. But if you are emailing regularly, like once a week is regularly, twice a month, you taking a chance that it ain't gonna work. Once a month or less, don't even bother. Don't even bother, because it's not gonna help you at all. I'm just being very, very truthful. So we want people to do what we tell them to do, whether it's click on a link, purchase, follow other instructions. That's what we want people to do with when they get their email. So this quote, I love it, is by Dan Kennedy. Successful marketing is about putting the right message in front of the right person at the right time. You know, Dan Kennedy, he's the king of infomercials. Excuse me. And his whole thing is right message, right marketing, right media. Right media, right message, right marketing, I think. The type of marketing you're doing needs to be the kind that the people are looking for, and it needs to be in the way that they can digest it and take action on it. So your email marketing is part of your sales system. Your email marketing helps the person who's receiving the email, your lead or your potential, hopefully to be converted very soon, client, build that know, like, trust so they can start buying from you. That's what email marketing does. Email marketing is not a waste of time. It's not like, and it shouldn't be something like, oh my God, I got to do this. I have a client who in the very beginning, I don't know if y'all know this or not, in the very beginning when blogging first started, what people would do would be to take an RSS feed or a couple of things off their site, a couple of blog posts, and they would put it into their email, and that's what you would get. You would get the blog that they had sent out or a list of blog posts that they would send out every week. That's great. And you can do that because it's very easy to set up what's called an RSS, really simple syndication of your blog posts and send them to anybody, put them anywhere you want. But that should not be your main email that you're sending out to people. Your email that you're sending out to people should really start a relationship, should further a relationship, and should let them know every single time they open that email that, hey, this is a person that is going to help you solve whatever problem it is that you have. So again, you need to be emailing your people at least once a week, twice a week if you're nasty like Miss Jackson. So I email my people twice a week. Y'all know, probably all of y'all are on my email system right now. The Saturday is like a roundup. It's where I include everything, the latest blog posts, latest podcasts, you know, the promos that are coming up, whatever's going on. It's a long list of stuff, all my books. And that's what it's for. It's just to keep you up to date. And that's really easy to structure. Even if you're doing it in Active Campaign or FEA Create, whatever, it just keeps people up to date. It's really a succession of RSS feeds because I have both my blogs on there. I have the podcast on there from Unmarket Your Business, which I'm going to start back up probably in October. Yay! Been thinking about what I want to do about a podcast because I haven't really been podcasting that much. And I want to start that one back up. That was a real good one. And so that one is just keep up to date with what CSI is doing. And then I send out another one during the week. Usually every single week, I send out another one and most of my people get two. And that is where I get down and dirty with my message. What is going on? What do I want them to do? And I only have one message or one call to action per that email that I send out. And it's not really a newsletter. It's just an email. It's just text. I don't put any pictures in it. I don't have any graphics to slow it down. It just flies. And I talk about different stuff that I want people to do. And that's what I want y'all to do. All right. So let's talk about email marketing. How effective is it really? Email marketing, 6 times more likely to get a click through than a post or anything else you put out there. 40 times more effective in getting new customers, new clients. And it's more people, email marketing, people who receive your email are more likely to share your content. Now, there is a lot of sharing that goes on social media and stuff. But if someone takes the time to actually forward that email or share the link to of that email with someone else, you know, they really kind of like you. And Nadine and I do this kind of like all the time. And I know I do it with my clients too. I send them out, hey, I just saw this information, this email. I thought you would really like it. That is awesome, right? Whereas with social media, when you're sharing and stuff, yes, it is a validation that you're an authority and all of that. But social media people are fickle as anything. They like you today, they have blocked you tomorrow, they don't think about you or anything. But email marketing people, the people who are on your email list, they like you. They do trust you, or they're starting to trust you. They know who you are, and they will start to buy from you if you give them a good enough reason to buy. All right, so this is the definition of nurturing your audience. Care for or encourage the growth or development of, help or encourage the development of, cherish. So if you're nurturing your audience, you are showing them that they are important for you, that you care about them, that you cherish them. And something that just came up for me recently in the last, what was it? When I did the create the funnel for the Unmarketing Academy, I did the first two on YouTube. I was saying that your email marketing, and this is so funny, it just came to me while I was on the thing. It is helping you to tenderize your people. You know how you take that meat cleaver and you're bam, 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 you're tenderizing that meat. You are tenderizing your people when you send them emails that really help to show that you're caring about them. I know that's kind of like an oxymoron, hitting them over the head with that meat cleaver or whatever, the tenderizer, I'm sorry, and actually nurturing them. But if you think about it, whichever one helps you to keep doing it, do that one. right, so how does this whole email thing work? Basically, you put a lead magnet or an opt-in or a freebie or something on your website. Your people are flying by your website, and for some reason they stop and they go like, oh, okay, there's something there that I need. They sign up on your list. They receive mailings, not just a list of your blog posts, because that could be like a Saturday thing or a Friday thing, but they receive actual mailings that are valuable to them, that help them do something. And it always, always, always has a CTA or a call to action to tell them to do something. We have to train our people to do stuff. We have to train them to click. We have to train them that every single time they see an email from us, they're going to be clicking on something. So that's what we have to train them to do. And if we have an email that we send out to them that does not have a call to action in there, which is rare for me, but I will tell them, you know, it's nothing for you to click. I just wanted to send you this information. Then once they start receiving these mailings, they're going to have to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to convert from just a subscriber who's on your list, and there's really no such thing as just, but a subscriber on your list, to a paying client who's in your realm right now. And then boom, when they make that decision and they're like, yes, I'm going to buy this thing, even if that thing that they just bought is $10, $15, $20, $100, $200, it doesn't matter. They have signed up to get information from you. They have received your mailings. They have received something that they're like, oh, this is totally awesome. I probably need to get this thing. And boom, they make a decision to purchase. And this can happen within the first time that they actually get an email from you. It can happen years down the line. To tell you the truth, I've had people who have come to me, who are on my list right now, who have been on my list for 5, 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. Some people crossed from when I was a personal trainer to now a web designer, and I've been doing just website design for since 2016. So some people cross over, some people did not. That was fine. I didn't really, you know, I didn't care if they crossed over or not. I just wanted to do my thing. So now I have people who have been on my list for a long time, have never worked with me, never, ever, never paid even a dollar. But I have other people who have paid me thousands, you know, of dollars. One person, two people, three people. And I have different amounts of people who have paid 200, 300, 500, 50, whatever. But they're paying. That's the thing. Email works. I get more clients from email than I do from any other thing that I do. Okay, Julie, I got your message. I'll go back through it. Cool. Oh, oops. Wait a minute. All right, boom. I must have went backwards. All right, this is how some of this stuff in This is how automation works. And this is an example from ActiveCampaign. So, for instance, when I set up an automation in ActiveCampaign, or it could be any automation, you're going to most likely have a lot of these different options that you can do. But you want to set up actions and you want to tag people with, and you basically want to have a email provider that gives you the option to tag people so they can have actions. Now, these are all the actions that I can put on a automation if I want. Have they clicked the link? Have they not clicked the link? Has opened, not opened, has shared. So I want to know what these people are doing so that I can know, are you worthy to even stay on my list? Because I don't want to just be sending out emails to, excuse me, I need some water. Excuse me. I don't want to be just sending out emails, just to send out emails. I'm sending out emails to tenderize these people to get the buying from me. I do care about them because I know that even if they read all the emails that I've ever sent out from when I first started sending out emails, they cannot get everything that I'm talking about because they're not working with me personally. So that's what the emails are designed to do. You know, you're tenderizing them, like I said, but you're opening them up to working with you. Right. So some other things that they could do, have they submitted a form? Have they achieved the goal? Now, the devil is in the details and setting all this stuff up. You need to find out what your automation can do, what kind of things could happen, and you know what your options are. So when you create your automation and someone goes through that funnel or automation, they're basically kind of the same thing, depending on where they start from and where they end up. And you can also read stuff about they're not currently in an automation. They read this message, they didn't read a message. You just need to look at your particular thing that you are working with to see, how is this? Is this going to work or not? So this is an actual automation from my, I guess, most popular social media success strategy, one of my most popular programs that I have that I run. And with nearly, I think I hit 100 clients on that. So, yay, me, that's really cool. So, I'm going to show you how the automation works. So, at the top, you send out, once they fill out a form to get those 15 free resources, then immediately that email at the very top goes out to them. It says, welcome, thank you for requesting this. Now, make sure you download your guide. And then it waits for a day, and then that first black thing in the middle is a if this, then that. If they have clicked this link, then they get on the left side, which is the yes. If they have not clicked the link already to the site, then they go on the no. And this just saves you so much time. So maybe you've got a freebie out there and you hit the download, you put it on your website, people are supposed to be downloading it and all that. And you have no idea if they downloaded the thing or not. Somebody might just say, hey, I downloaded your thing, but I couldn't understand this. Oh my God, thank you. Somebody downloaded. No, you don't have to wait for all that. You can really turn to your automation and let your automation handle all that heavy work. So you'll see on the right-hand side, I don't know if it's my right, but I'm looking at the screen. Right-hand side, the no side. It sends them a reminder after a day. It sends a reminder, hey, you didn't download this thing. Go ahead and download it. And then when they do, it goes over to the yes side of it. And then I add a tag that says, this is an action taker 15. So then I can go into the back of ActiveCampaign and I can look up action taker 15 and see how many people have downloaded this thing and took action on it. And then they don't get the second email until they've actually downloaded, because if they did get the second email before that, they probably won't understand it. And if it says, I think in that second email, it says, make sure you downloaded this. And once you've downloaded it, you know, go through this right here. So you have to think, what if they did click the link, but they didn't download the thing? Now they're getting these emails to tell you about how to use it or whatever. It's going to make them go back and say, hey, I need to go back and download that. Then further down in the animation, I think I run 7 or 8 emails, and this is just to tenderize them, get them warmed up. You see on the right side, it even has another if this thing. If by the second time I send this message, I check and see if they have downloaded or not, and they haven't, then their tag is going to be disengaged, and then the action is, it'd be whole automation. They're going to be it's going to be stopped. If they do go ahead and do the link, then it goes over to the yes side. All right, so this is a little bit further down. This is email number 5. And then I get to the point, because at email number 5 is when I, no, email number 6, I'm sorry. Email number 6 is when I send the offer to them. You'll see it right there, the offer. So I know that I'm looking at, they could possibly buy something. So it says, does the contact match the following conditions? Contact has tag SMSS member. If someone has purchased that program, social media secrets, social media strategy, success strategy, sorry, blah, social media success strategy, SMSS, I'm going to tag them with SMSS member. And then what happens in this automation is the automation checks, is they, do they have that tag? If they do, then they go down the yes side, which means they skip all these other emails that's still trying to get them to buy something, right? Because they actually could have bought the, they could have bought the program before they even got to this section. Because what happens, I'm going to show you real quickly. What happens is when someone gets this welcome email, when they do the form and they immediately submit the form, they're taken to a landing page so they can buy. But if, and I tell them, hey, you're on this landing page, you can buy this one-time offer. You get this, I think at what you could get the program for like $47 rather than the $97. So you get 50% off or more. And if they didn't take that, they will not see that again. It's a one-time offer. That's how you're going to get some good buys too. If you give people a one-time offer saying, hey, this is on sale, or you can get this offer for right now, and you can save 50%, 20%, whatever it is, you want to give them enough percentage that they're going to get off on this thing. So they won't say, I don't care, I don't want that. But if they're really your ideal client, if they really want what you have, they are actually going to buy that because they're going to see, oh, this is going to help me. But let's say they didn't. They passed by it. And now they're at email number 6, which is the offer, which I'm going to show them again. And now I'm going to tell them, hey, in 24 hours, you're getting a good deal on this for the next 24 hours. Now, it's not as good as the first deal that I gave the other people who got it right away, but it's a better deal. Maybe it's $10, $20 more. Who knows? Whatever I said. And then again, I go through this, like, do they have the tag or not? If they don't have the tag, they go one place. If they do have the tag, they go another place. And it's kind of, it's a complicated thing. Now, this funnel, I created it from a recipe that ActiveCampaign has, where they have all these funnels set up and the steps are already created for you. And I just added on. I did not think of this thing all by myself because it's very complicated and difficult, but I did add a lot of stuff to it. And the other thing I have to say about the automations, I don't care what you're using, ClickFunnels or ConvertKit or ActiveCampaign or whatever, you got to go back and look at them. Because I had one lady, I have this funnel, one of my email funnels says the accountability nudge. Every Friday, they're going to get an email saying, name 3 things that you did, you know, did you blah, 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 or whatever. They just answer it. And so this one lady had got the darn thing 10 times and it kept coming. 10 times every Friday, she would get it 10 times. And we were working to see what was going on. I finally got the answer that I needed because we had tried several different things. And this one rep, which lets you know that even though representatives are knowledgeable and you can, and they can help you, if you get one that's not doing what you need to do, find another one. Because ActiveCampaign has great help. I love their help. But anyway, they figured out that for some reason, what I had done was adjusted the automation without stopping it and making it inactive. So when I reactivated, it did some quirky thing. And this poor woman was getting that email 10 times every single Friday. And they showed me, look, if you just did this right here, you could take it off. I'm like, oh my God. So I explained it to her and I was like, let's wait till next Friday and see what happens. So I haven't heard anything. I got to check back in with her. I hope that's all settled. So anyway, just know you got to look at stuff. Even though it's automatic, it's automation, whatever, you still got to look at stuff. And then here's the end of that automation. I told you it was kind of big. So at the end, at email number 8, and then I have the final follow-up. I think that final follow-up I have in this email is they haven't purchased that social media success strategy program. So I'm going to give them an alternative, something really cheap. And actually is, hey, I see you didn't get this. You know, you need to get the first three chapters of my book for free. So that's a freebie they can get. And then in that automation for that book, it upsells to the actual book. And then I always, or mostly always, include a subscribe to the list at the end. Cause you know, some people may come in and they haven't subscribed and they go all the way through. So I want to make sure I catch everybody going in and coming out. I'm catching all of y'all. I want y'all on my list. Why are you not on my list? You better get on my list. But I say it really nicely because I'm nurturing them. I hope that makes sense, y'all. All right. So here are some fire starting platforms that you can use in your business to get more information, to be more helpful, to get more subscribers and all of that. And the first one is Quora.com, where you can ask questions and get answers. Basically, you're the business person. You go to Quora, it's free. You sign up and you can do two things. You can either look through the questions that people have asked, and some of them are some crazy questions. I remember one question came through. It's totally not business oriented. It was like, what did they do? They threw their child out of the house because of something. Now they're saying, can I be liable for something? I mean, those are the questions, but there are a lot of business questions on there too. But I'm sure that whatever questions they have, you could probably find somebody who's asking that question and then you can answer it. And of course, when you answer, you put your website down. And if what will really help you, if you have a blog on your site that will help them, then you put the link. You could say, here's the answer to your question. But guess what? I also have a blog post I did on this very same thing. And you can read it here and you put the link there. That's the best way to do it. And then Medium is a platform where you can repost your blog posts. And it has a little button that says repost. And it'll take your post exactly as it is, put it on Medium. It'll even add a little thing at the bottom, or at least it used to do this. I haven't done it in a while, but it'll add a little snippet at the bottom that says this was first posted on whatever your website was, because you kind of sign up your website and it's just another way for you to amplify, Nadine, I remember, amplify your own blog. All right. And then there's Haro, H-A-R-O, and it still stands for Help a Reporter Out. And you can be part of the story that these journalists are looking for. Now, some of you may not be familiar with Harrow. This was started, I want to say maybe 20 years ago. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a journalist. And he put this thing together because he knew journalists needed sources to create their stories. Source could be somebody to be a part of a book, somebody to be a part of a show. And I've seen those on there. I've seen where you can contribute to articles. And sometimes the people will tell you what place they're working for, but they will always tell you what kind of information they're looking for. I mean, I used to be really, really active on Harrow. I have not been as of late, but they will send you three times a day if you sign up. It's totally free. They will send you three times a day a list of journalists and stories that you could be a part of. And it's really great. Some people have built the whole business on this doggone thing. And it used to be easier to get in because your domain name, your URL has to be a domain authority of 30. So I am not qualified to, I can receive all that information and look through those queries and see what I want to answer, but I cannot put a query up there myself until my site gets to 30. And right now it's at 24. Yeah. So 6 more points, I'll be able to do that. And what they do is you can either be a source or you can be the one putting the story out. So it used to be anybody could just put the story out, but of course, because they got so big, they had to kind of streamline it. So now if you have a DA of 30 or higher, you can actually put it out there that you want contributors or whatever for this story. But it's still really cool because if you get a query and that author, the person who's creating a story or the person who's part of the business or whatever contacts you, then you have a chance of being a national publication or a national show or something. Cause I got a lot of press from that. couple of different times. I know Bernadette Harris, who was a CPA I used to work with, and she has since moved to Mexico. She was doing a lot of Harold stuff, and she got interviews all over the world, and it can be really, really good, but you have to work at it. And then there's IFTT, IFTTT, which is if this, then that. And it's, I can't really explain it, but like it says, it has, you can automate a lot of functions. So you can do something like what I do on, or what I did on, I don't use it as much anymore. I've done a kind of a, I don't know what inventory of the things that I use. And I've realized that I don't do a lot of social media stuff. I mean, I'm on YouTube, yes. And I'm on Facebook, yes. I'm barely on Instagram. You know, I just have a place there. I had a place on Snapchat, but I only use that for the grandkids. And I do Pinterest sometimes. So I did have it set up where if I post it once, it will post everywhere. And IFTT can do that type of stuff. But IFTT can also do stuff like if you go into a an area, let's say you're going to a hospital. I'm just saying hospital. You go to a hospital and you enter the realm of the parking lot. Like you have this electronic gate around the parking lot. And you say, every time I enter this parking lot, I want you to turn my phone off. And it can really do that. You can set it up to do that type of stuff. That's some fun stuff. But there are a lot of business things like if I post here, I want you to repost there. If someone say, if you see this on the internet, this word, then I want you to do this. It's a bunch of stuff that it could do. I used to use it a lot more than I do now. I still use it for some things, but it is really good. Like I said, fire starting platform. You need to get out there, get your blog out there so that people get used to seeing it. And I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but every website that just starts out, you know, first, or you haven't done anything on it for 6 months, it's kind of in a desert. Google doesn't look at you. You're not getting a whole bunch of stuff going on unless you are paying for some serious ads. So these things will help people find you better. And then Zapier, not sure how to say it, but I think I say Zapier, is another automation tool. And the main way that I use Zapier, there's two things. I know there's a lot of used to do stuff, but I found better platforms, and these are good things to know about and get started and see if they're going to work for you. And then you kind of like, eh, I don't need that anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore, blah, blah, blah. But I do still use Zapier. I do still use IFTT. I use Harold sometimes. I don't use Medium as much, but I do go and check on Core. So that ought to let you know what's going on. But Zapier is an automation tool. So some things that maybe ActiveCampaign or your website doesn't do by itself, Zapier helps connect all these other programs. Because it, like I said, the two things that I use it for is number one, when what was I doing on Eventbrite, which I know some people still use Eventbrite. I used it for my when I had events and I wanted people to sign up for free, and online events and stuff is a great way to put stuff out there if you're trying to do that. And someone signed up on Eventbrite. What I made it do is I was like, if someone signs up for an event on Eventbrite, I want you to add them to Calendly as a contact. So that was one thing that I did. And still another thing that I do with Zapier, when someone from Calendly signs up for a session with me, then it was like the Zap runs and it adds them to ActiveCampaign to my list. And it doesn't automatically add people to your list. It sends them out, hey, you're subscribing to this list. Is that okay? Most of the time, people will say yes. Sometimes they just don't even know that's there, but it's a good way to build your list as well. These things actually work. I love all of them. And like I said, I told you about the ones that I use. All right. So now for every blog post you do, you need to have a content upgrade. Just like I said, for every email you send out, you need to have a call to action. So for every blog post you put out, you need to have a content upgrade. What is a content upgrade? It's a lead magnet or opt-in bribe created specifically for a particular blog post or page. And Go Viral is one of the places that you can use. It's absolutely free. And that is in, I want to say session 3 or 4 when I was talking about all the plugins and everything. And it says use Go Viral. So it has an easy way of you doing some content upgrades. And I said the service is free, so it's cool to use. But these are some other things that you could do: a PDF of the post. And there is a I think I put it in this plugins, print, not Printful, but it was called Print Something. And it is a extension, a Chrome extension, and it lives up at the top of your browser. So if you're ever at a blog or whatever, you're like, oh, I want to save this for later, you can just hit that thing and it'll turn it into a WordPress document, or it'll turn it into a PDF so that you can download it yourself. Well, you can do that to your own blog. Turn it into a PDF, turn your blog post into a PDF using that Print Something. It'll be in the homework. I just can't think of what it was right now. And then, because some people don't want to just hang out and read your whole post, maybe they could do it later. And I did that a lot. I got to go back and put them back in because I had like 10 or 12 of them I had put up there. So I got to go back and put that in some blog posts. You can do a cheat sheet or a checklist. You can do a master list of resources. You can use Alexa to create an audio of the post. There's also another plugin that you can use. And I can't think of it right now, but it will be in the homework that you can create an audio of your whole post. Now, using Alexa to create an audio of the post, there's a whole session that I'm going to be talking about. And I can't remember if it's next time or the next week, but that's one of the other modules that's coming up. You can transcribe your podcast episodes. Transcribing has got so much better, easier, and cheaper in the last couple of years. What I use to transcribe my videos and stuff, I have Adobe Creative Cloud. So the video thing that I use, Premiere Pro, can actually do transcribing. But before that, I used Otter.ai. And it was a really good transcription service. It will actually transcribe your Zoom calls and do a whole, like, not post, but just transcribe the thing and save it for you. And anytime you go on Zoom, you can say, hey, I want all my stuff to be transcribed. That was how I got a lot of the transcriptions for my Unmarketing Academy. Because if you pay for it, and I think it's like $12 a month or something, you can do unlimited transcriptions. So all you got to do is drop a audio or drop a video in there and it automatically transcribes the thing. Maybe you want to do a quick start guide. You can do a challenge, a contest, or a giveaway, or you could maybe do a template or a recipe. So a recipe for the best blog post ever to get the blog post that's going to get you the most clients. Maybe you need a template, an email template, depending on what your business is. You can think of a template or a recipe or any of these things that you can offer people. Because remember, you're tenderizing them. Well, really, you're nurturing them. But basically, you want them to remember you. If they come to your blog and they like, wow, I really like this blog. I like the information. And you say, hey, do you want more information on this subject? Do you want an additional information on this subject? Or do you want to know how I did this subject? Download this PDF, get this cheat sheet, whatever. You can see what I'm saying. And you always, the other thing that I didn't put on here, you should always put a value on whatever the free thing you're giving people, because you want people to know, hey, this thing ain't just free. I'm giving it to you free, but I normally charge 97, 17, 27, whatever the amount you would normally charge. And on some of these content upgrades, they could even be programs or things that are already on your site that people can see that they have a price on them. Whew, all right, I told you we would not be here long today. So your homework is to create your promotion strategy. And I want you to go into the Program Vault and watch that series on the pillars. And then I want you to think about what type of social media graphics should I put out there? What kind of content upgrade should I use? What's going to be my email schedule? And I want you to know that your email schedule needs to be at least one time a week. I've said that before, one time a week. Don't skimp on it. Don't try to get around it. Don't try to say, oh, what am I going to say every week? ChatGPT is our friend. And now Gmail even has an AI thing attached. So you have no excuse for not sending people emails. AI is helping you so much. Create a contest or a challenge that you want people to do. Think of a challenge that would be really good for your audience. think that up and get people to opt into it. If you go on our website, csicorporation.com, right now, the contest, or it's not a contest, it's not a challenge. What is it? It's a quiz. Sorry, I couldn't think of what it was. And what it says is, what is your biggest website challenge, website traffic challenge, your number one website traffic challenge? And I say, you can find it out by taking this quiz. They click on the link, and if they say, take the quiz now, they have to give me, guess what? Their email and their name. And they can take that quiz, and then they can find out what kind of website they have right now and where they're losing clients and what they can do to stop it. And I tell them all that. And Facebook groups are, and it could be any social media, Pinterest or Instagram, how are these things going to configure into your promotion strategy, and how will you utilize the other platform? So basically, this is making you think, what am I going to do? Because you have a website, whether you've put your blogs on it or not yet, you will be putting your blogs on it. But if you just put your blogs on that website and you don't do anything else, you may or may not get traffic to come. Now, Google within itself, because all the stuff that I've taught you in sessions 1 through 6 will help you to harness the power of Google so that they can, you can be found and people are going to come to your site. Google's going to send people. But we can help Google out a little bit and we can get more known out there with these things that you need to do for your promotion strategy. And it's not that complicated. If you just go through 1 through 6, answer these questions, then you can go back, because I don't want it to stop you in your tracks and go, oh my God, promotion strategy. What are you talking about, Carol? I don't know anything about that. Well, even if you don't know anything about it, you need to, because like I said, we can, you know, we can do some things to help Google out. Google is going to be the real driver of people to your website, but we can also use these other things to get people to know more about us, to say, I need to go to that website and check this thing out and see what they're doing, and to really increase awareness of us out there in the world, that we have this blog that answers the questions that they have, that helps them do what they need to do, and it solves their problem. And that's it. That is basically it for our session today. Does anyone have any questions? If not, y'all are going to be on your way. I know y'all are awful quiet. I know y'all are doing stuff. But if you don't have any questions, that is the whole thing today. It's really just about getting those blogs done. And what I would like you to do, in addition to this, create your promotion strategy, is I want you to create a blog, and I want you to show it to me using all of the stuff that you've learned from 1 through 6. Go through 7, module 7, and see how I actually got the thing done. And it should have all your featured image in it. It should have your pictures in it. I mean, I want a blog that you would be proud to show your mama. That's what I want. Because if your mama is your client, boom, I want her to go look at this thing and say, oh my God, I can't wait to work with this person. That's the kind of blog I want. So you can send it to me sometime next week. Also, I want y'all to remember that you do have a session with me that is available, that's part of this program, a blog strategy session. And we will be talking about these very things. How can you get your blog to get people to your blog? And just yes, Nadine, I see your hand up.
I didn't mean to stop you in middle thought. So if you wanted to finish what you were going to say, and then I'll just, because it's just a comment.
Go ahead. I may think about it again. It's kind of gone now.
Okay, that's what I was like. You're like in the middle of a sentence, and I was like,
Okay. That's okay. I tried to finish, but when I saw your hand, I was like, what? What's going on?
No, nothing. I was just gonna say that. What was I gonna say? Now I forgot my
Oh my
thought.
God,
Oh,
we're too
no,
old. We're too old.
I know it really. No, oh, email. When it comes to email, I find that the open rates are decent, but what's my biggest challenge is conversion. And sometimes even with my clients, and we talk about conversion rates, you know, someone was like, oh yeah, I have about 75% open rate, which is amazing and awesome. Actually,
I'm
she wasn't a
serious.
client. Yeah, she was somebody I talked to, but she wasn't a client. But like my conversion rate as far as click-throughs is like really low. So, any thoughts on what we should be looking at when it comes to actual click-through rates, not just open rates on our email? And then also, when it comes to blogs, instead of doing content upgrades, I've been doing more like call to actions. I think I was sharing with you before that the roundup blog post that I'm going to be doing today, the call to action is going to be to meet the authors on the live tomorrow. Because I just really struggle with creating content updates for each unique topic. Because even though we have the pillar topics and then the topics underneath, like you showed us, and I guess maybe I could create one content upgrade for that pillar and use that for each one of the topics underneath that pillar. So it's not like I'm creating a content upgrade for every single blog post. It's just the pillar. So now that I talk it through, that makes sense. And then the last thing is automation is great and wonderful, but it can be a lot. It can be a lot to figure out, to set up, and so much details. So I was just adding my two cents in it. But I will say, when I look at my Google Analytics, blogging and podcasting are the main things that always bring the most traffic to my website. If I wasn't blogging, that traffic wouldn't be there. If I wasn't podcasting, it wouldn't be there. So it definitely works. But yeah, so that would be my comment about emails, blogs, and automation.
Awesome. Those are good comments. Those are great comments. And exactly what you said to do is exactly what I would tell you to do. So, the pillars create a, and I've recently started doing that because I was doing all these different content upgrades and stuff. And I was like, how can we do this? This is so much. But then another coach or someone that I follow on YouTube, who I actually got to meet Friday, last Friday, and she was awesome. She said the same thing. I was doing the pillar stuff. So she was like, do the pillars. Create one opt-in for each pillar, and then every email that you have, unless you just want to make something different, then you just really the opt-in is for the pillar. And I only have when I went through ChatGPT and set up my pillars, I think it was seven. I think I want to say it was seven. So what I also did with ChatGPT is I asked ChatGPT, what are the best content upgrades I could use for these pillars. And it told me, and I was like, oh, that's not too bad. That's good. Because sometimes, your content upgrade can be your podcast, your content upgrade can be your summit, or it could be your book. It could really be the call to action could really be anything. But basically, you're trying to make sure that number one, you're showing people, hey, I am awesome sauce. I'm tenderizing you. You better know who I am. And you. So basically, you tell them all that stuff at the same time. But it was something else that you said about, I know what it was, the conversion. And this is specifically for you, Nadine, because I've seen your emails. Everybody else, I haven't necessarily seen your email, so I don't know. I would suggest that you get that the email that you sent out that has those three, four, five things, sometimes you have those. I would say make that maybe a weekly that you send out, like I do my roundup thing. And then send them another email that could be shorter, but just one thing, one call to action, whatever your main thing is, maybe for the month or for the week, send them that. And then you're not only touching them twice, but you're touching them two different ways. Because for me personally, when I see more than one call to action in an email or on a blog post or something, I just cringe. Because what happens is if we're looking at this page right here, and we say, create your promotion strategy. And if you think of the top three things, social media, content, blah, 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 as call to action, by the time I get to the third one, I am so confused. Which one do I need? Should I do either one? Nah, I'll just come back later. Later never happens. So I like to just clue in on one thing that I want people to do. Even if I put the link in there two or three times, it's only one thing that I want them to do.
Yeah, they actually teach you that with email marketing, it is to just have one link. But that is like my weekly newsletter, and I kind of, as you know, put all of those three, four things in the email. But I always usually have an additional one solo email, is what I call it, which is an email just on one thing that I'm pushing for that week. Like, for example, our book. So I've sent out solo emails about that. But even so, I feel like the conversion rate is kind of low. So I kind of wanted to figure out. And sometimes it's just your the way that you like. I don't tell a lot of stories, and that's just not the way that I am. So I just need to be
But you're
better
good
at
at stories, though. I love that email that you sent out about us having that, getting the whole book together and how we had
Yeah,
disappointment and
I
stuff.
need to do more of those.
That caught my eye. That caught my eye. And then you sent out a follow-up that said, yesterday I told you about this, now I'm telling you about that. I love that. Keep that up. I think if you keep that up, it's gonna help you. Because the whole thing about email is just building that relationship, solidifying that relationship, letting them know, hey, I'm there for you. And if you need anything, I'm right here. But you're not really saying it. You're just always giving them that great information, something to go, And if you give people that, then they will in return, buy from you, stay, do all kind of stuff. And I know because people are doing that. And people will send back, oh, I love that story, or I love this, or they'll just buy or schedule. I don't care
Yeah, I mean,
if they
if
tell me.
I'm really open and honest, I know we're at the top of the hour, so I'll make this real short. Like sometimes I'm like, man, I do this email every week. Is it even worth it? Yes, it has over 100 opens, but the click through is so little, it just feels like, ugh, it's such a waste of time. And I had that feeling in my spirit. And then and I had a link on there to like schedule a call with me or whatever. And most people don't even necessarily always take advantage of it. So someone took advantage of it. And I was like, ah, someone scheduled a call with me. And you know what the girl said? She said, I get a lot of emails, but I always read your email. And I was like, okay, God, I see you. You put her hand to encourage me because I was feeling like this is a waste of my time. So you had to remind me it's not a waste of your time. And this young lady had to show up and say, I read your emails. And just a word of encouragement from her to keep me going, because sometimes you think like, is it worth it? I've been doing this for so long and I don't really necessarily, because email marketing is a long-term marketing thing. It's not
It is.
a quick fix, immediate thing in your business. So sometimes you can be like discouraged when you don't see the numbers that you want or the results that you want. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I still feel, like you said, email marketing is one of the best marketing strategies that you can have online.
And I thank you for being so open and honest about that, because honestly, I feel that way sometimes too. I feel like if I post one more social media thing or send out one more email and these people, and then, like you said, gotta do the same thing. Somebody will come in, or I'll sell something, or whatever. But it is a long game, and it is a numbers game. And it is one of those things that if you stop, I bet you anything, if you stop, people's like, Nate, what happened? I've been looking for you. You haven't put out an email in a while. And that really tells you how many people, are kind of looking for you, looking for stuff that you do. But yeah,
One quick story. This is like my only opportunity where I get to talk about this stuff with other people. So I always like when I am able to come on live. But I was on someone's email list and she did exactly that. She was like, I've decided, I'm gonna not do these emails. I've been doing it for, I want to say, some ridiculously long time, 9 years or something like that. But it's not ridiculously long. She was doing it for a long time. And she said she was stopping doing it. And then I saw that the emails weren't coming through and I felt like there was a void. It was like, you just cut, it's like you broke up with me. I felt like that relationship was severed. And honestly, I don't see how that made her business better. I mean, maybe in her mind, because she was all about only focusing on stuff that she wants to do or something like that. So maybe she was shifting and other things were going on in her life. I don't know. But yeah, I definitely miss the experience of having her in my inbox. So I can see how people could potentially do the same, even though I don't really feel like it, that they're feeling it the way that I think they should.
I would suggest that you do this, Nadine. I would suggest you go back as far as you want, 5 years, 10 years, or whatever you can, excuse me, use the numbers for, since you are a numbers person. And see how many emails you sent out. See how many times somebody responded to an email, and see what the response was. Were they buying something? Were they trying to get you, get a call, discovery call? Were they what was it? Because I found that when I stop and look at my numbers and actually see where I am, like, hey, I'm not doing that bad. Hey, this is cool. Because when I remember when I stopped one, this was a couple of years ago, I went through this thing with this other girl, and she was like, I'm going to show you how you can figure out where you are right now and then next level. And I was like, okay, let's see. The first thing she said was go to Google Analytics. And at that time, I really wasn't doing a whole, I was like, that has hurt my head. I can't even. She was like, okay, I know y'all don't want to do it. But she said, what I want you to do is go to your Google Analytics, look at the whole year, like select the whole year, January through December, and then go back through each of those things and see how many people came to your site, how many people did this. So sometimes when you look at that big picture, you can see where the gaps are, or where you need to do more stuff, or where you need to do less stuff, and kind of get a plan there. Now, since you
Yeah,
like
that's
numbers, I know that will help you.
true. Well, it is, as business owners, it is important for us to look at the numbers. I'll just throw it out there, especially marketing wise. Tracking is one of the key things I always teach. You have to look at your numbers. So yeah, it's important.
Yeah, and the other thing is you can't get depressed or down or down on yourself about something that you're feeling right then. It's the whole picture. Just like I said, email marketing is only part of your thing. You got to look at the whole picture. Maybe email can be built up a little bit by this other thing, and something over here can be taken out because it's taken up too much time. That's kind of what I did. I did a reevaluation of all the stuff. I don't do a lot of social media anymore, but it hasn't hurt my business. But I still do YouTube, I post on Facebook, and I do lives. I do a live every Tuesday, and now I'm doing a live every Friday. Friday on YouTube, Tuesday in my group. That stuff has really helped my awareness. It's all about the awareness, because if nobody sees you, they don't know you, what you can do with anything. And I am one of your biggest fans, Nadine. I mean, seriously.
Well, you're my business bestie, so you might be a little biased.
I am biased, but I'm honest, and I really think that your stuff is totally awesome. The things, the thoughts, the stuff you put out there. So I don't want you to get, discouraged or down or depressed or whatever. And I know we all have those ebbs and flows, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm praying for you.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
praying for
I'm
you.
not giving up. There's no giving up right now.
Oh, I know
But
you ain't giving up. I ain't gonna let you give up. I will come down there to Florida and find you.
no, this is good. Thank you, Carol.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, everyone, you got it. That should be really good for you. We've said a lot of stuff, and sometimes it's in the stuff that we don't say. It's not just what we do say. But the one thing that I will let you know, and this will be the last thing, you got to do the work. You got to do it. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about me. You got to put in the work. You cannot whine, bitch, and complain about stuff not happening if you're not doing the work. And I mean, with doing the work, you got to do it the way it needs to be done. Step one, step two, step three, all of that. And I really tried my best to lay this program out like that. And I know I'm including some stuff that people don't even think about with their blog or how to promote it and all this. And not to say you got to do every single thing, but just start doing something. Just do some blog posts and do them to the best of your ability. And Google is going to pick you up. I can't say when, but even if Google doesn't pick you up, you're going to have awareness from people and you're going to get some clients. I'm telling you, because I'm not on the top of the heap from all the millions of influencers and stuff out there, and they got 100,000 people following. But I do make money every single month. So I think that's a win. A win for us all. All right, so I'm gonna let y'all go. Do your homework. You got any questions, put it in the Telegram. And thank you to all of you who are in the Telegram group. I almost got all of y'all in there now. Yay! Awesome. All right, see you next week. Bye for now.